Welcome to Character Explorations. I'm Mary Bryant, the Director of Media and Programming at the Wentz Center for Character Education at the University of Dubuque. On today's episode, we have Dr. Adam Smith, Professor of Political Philosophy, talking with Chloe Breitbach, a first-year student majoring in Human Health Science and a Wentz Character Scholar here at the University of Dubuque. They are talking about voting, civic virtue, and the difference between spectating and participating in politics. We're so glad to have you. Thank you both for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
So today we are going to be discussing the idea of engaging in the process of policymaking and whether or not it is your civic virtue to vote. So first, I would like to bring up the article that Dr. Smith recently published titled The Strenuous Life, which you can find at fordforum.org. To summarize the article, this essay focuses on the idea that we should aim to be done with the big spectacle of politics and focus more on action and engagement that makes politics meaningful. So Dr. Smith, would you kind of like to start to expand on this idea and get us started talking about what you mean by meaningful politics?
Well, so I teach classes in politics, and sometimes in some of those classes I ask students how they feel about politics, and a lot of times they say something like, oh, it's just so, if they're interested at all, they say, oh, it's just so stressful. And it seems to me that the stress probably isn't coming from them doing a lot of political stuff. It's more like the stress comes from watching stuff, whatever you see in your social media feed. I actually just came from class and we were talking about political campaign ads. All that stuff that comes across the screen seems to be stressing people out, but you're not actually participating in anything, even though you sort of feel like you're following the news, you're keeping up with things, and that makes you feel a little bit like, I don't know, I'm being a good citizen because I'm up to date. But I think that actually a lot of that stuff is a waste of time, and that a lot of what we call politics isn't really politics. It's a more of a kind of distraction. It's a distraction from the kind of activity that would be political. So, you know, we think of politics as the two presidential candidates duking it out on the national stage. But really, you can't meaningfully participate in that. I mean, you could go to a rally or something like that. But most of the time, participating in something like that just means watching it on a screen and then getting stressed out by it. So that's not real action. The real action you can take is going to be much more modest and much more local and small scale. So I argue that we should be putting our energy there. Instead of acting as spectators to the big show, we should participate in the smaller but more real kind of stuff that happens in our local communities.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is that it's important to engage in the local politics rather than spending time just watching the big politics.
Yeah, and okay. It's kind of like, I don't know, I'm kind of a junkie, political junkie, but that's sort of the same, I think, as being a sports junkie or something. I guess it's okay to, you know, follow your team and to root for who you want to win, but all I'm saying is that's becoming more and more entertainment and not actually involved in making your community a better place. So, and when I say, like, yeah, get involved locally, I don't even mean that you should necessarily be going to town meetings, although you should, but I mean there are all kinds of things that you can do locally that you wouldn't even call politics that probably have a lot more political significance than the stuff that people do call politics. I mean the way that you get to know people in your community, build those kinds of relationships, that builds up to something significant that eventually has a political... makes a political difference. So.
Okay. Now I kind of want to go in a little bit of a different direction. So I want to talk about how the idea of engaging in local politics ties to the idea of civic virtue. Mm-hmm. So the National Constitution Center defines civic virtue as the character of a good participant in a system of government and the personal qualities associated with the effective functioning of the civil and political order or the preservation of its values and principles. In your article, you also talk about how one of the options to getting rid of the big political spectacle would be to not even vote in the upcoming presidential election. However, you circle back and say, while engaging in local politics is the most meaningful way for a person to engage, it's still important to vote in the presidential election because it makes the local life more meaningful. So how does this idea of voting in the presidential election in order to make the local life more livable and meaningful tie into this idea of civic virtue?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't just kind of like totally cut yourself off and act as if the stuff that happens on the national stage doesn't affect you or doesn't affect your local community. So that's not what I'm arguing for. It does affect it, and to the extent that you can have any effect on that national stage, which you can by voting, sort of, there are arguments about that, but anyway, you can cast your vote, and I think it's important to do that for the right reasons. So if you go vote in the national election because you think that that's the only way to participate in politics, then I think you've kind of been seduced by the spectacle and you're not really doing anything. But if you go and vote and you understand the limits of what that's actually going to accomplish, and you see that as part of a larger work that is much more locally rooted, then I think it can make a lot more sense and it can protect you from that sense of like, oh, everything hangs on the presidential election. A lot does hang on the presidential election, but, you know, there's only so much control that you have over that. So I say civic virtue, when it comes to paying attention to the big stuff, involves putting the big stuff in its proper context and not thinking that it's the be-all and end-all. It's part of something, but it's not the only thing. So what you would call civic virtue is the ability to kind of understand those connections. What does the presidential election have to do with my ability to live as a good citizen? And you know, you could explore that with particular issues. That would probably get into, you know, some arguments that we would have difference of opinions, but I think that's what you need to do, is think carefully, not about, oh, the national election is the only thing that matters, but how does the national election affect what does matter? And what does matter, I think, is the local stuff that you can actually participate in.
Okay, so now that we've kind of talked about some of the more meaningful ways to engage in politics, like voting in the presidential election in order to help with the local life, is I want to talk about some apathetic voters and apathetic voting, especially in college students. So what would you like to say to those people that are listening to this to encourage them to vote in this upcoming election?
First, I would say that I understand their apathy very much, and I wouldn't be somebody who's going to preach at them to, like, you know, get out there and go vote. I get it. In fact, I think that apathy is kind of like a half-right response to the kind of stressful spectacle that passes for politics. There is a sense in which apathy is the wrong word, but kind of disengaging from that can be a good thing. But if you're apathetic in the sense that you just don't think that it matters at all that you take a view or get involved in things, then I think that, I guess the thing that I would say to somebody who is apathetic in that way, who's apathetic not because they're trying to resist, you know, the spectacle and the stress, but apathetic because they just don't want to do anything. Well, I guess I would probably say to them that there are two ways you could approach this. One, you could say, look, the decisions that other people make, the politicians that we elect, even if you don't know how they affect you, they eventually do. And if you want to know how they affect you, you could come and take a class on politics, and you could talk about how those policies eventually make their way back to your actual life. And so maybe you have an interest in paying attention to that. But I think that's kind of like, that's still a little preachy, you know? Like, you better do your duty and make sure that you are paying attention, because otherwise it's going to come back to bite you or something. That's so negative. I would rather say to somebody, part of being human You know, Aristotle says, and many other political theorists have said, something like, we are political animals. In other words, politics is kind of like part of what it means to be human. We can't really organize ourselves in any other way. We have to do politics in some way or another. And to the extent that you don't have any room for that in your life, it's kind of like cutting out a whole part of what it means to be human. Now, the problem is, what we call politics today is pretty anti-human. It's that spectacle thing. And so you should cut that out. But if you end up cutting out the real politics that could happen if you got involved, then you're just not flourishing as much as you could, because I think that's really part of what it means. Part of what it means to be human is to talk and argue with other people about how we ought to live together to pursue the common good. And I think that if you can kind of give people a taste of that, then you sort of, you awake. It's like, I don't know, you never heard music before, and then you hear music and you realize, oh, music is kind of part of what it means to be human. I think it's similar with politics. Politics in the proper sense, not what we call politics today.
Okay. Dr. Smith, thank you so much for joining me today and for offering your valuable insight on the idea of meaningful engagement in politics and the importance of exercising your right to vote.
Thank you very much, Chloe.
Thank you, Adam and Chloe, for your thoughts on keeping matters in perspective in order to meaningfully engage with politics as we work together to pursue the common good.